Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Some of you may have seen the front cover of the book called The Pilgrim's Progress, which depicts a man bent over, not unlike the woman in our gospel reading today. The man's back has been strapped with large rocks, and the writing says, "What shall I do to be saved?" He tries his best to put his step forward, but his burden is too great. Behind him are people laughing and deriding, saying all sorts of things at him. This pilgrim has made very little progress because he has been burdened with the weight of his own salvation. Like the pilgrim and the ailing woman in today's passage, we may come across forces that can cripple us. This woman's appearance makes a statement in itself. Luke describes that she had a spirit that crippled her, which probably means even the medical team couldn't help her. Luke tells us that she was bent over, which suggests that she had some kind of spinal disorder or spinal disease. That means living a normal life would be impossible for her. And finally, Luke tells us that she was quite unable to stand up straight. This poor woman might have been well known in the village with her condition, walking only able to look at her feet and the dirt. She might have been looked down upon or overlooked, robbed of her dignity. Sometimes when we are overburdened with life's struggle, the weight of it can make us cripple and bend over just like the woman in today's gospel reading. This ill health can affect our abilities to cope and lead us to lose hope and purpose in life. Like Lot's wife, we can be frozen in time and place. With such terrible conditions, she nevertheless made her way to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Luke doesn't provide us with the details as to whether the woman believed in Jesus or indeed she knew him at all. She did what she could and came to the place of worship. She may have been regularly and faithfully coming to the synagogue every Sabbath, but glad she came on that day despite her illness. It looks like something was driving her to come to the synagogue. As Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he saw her. She could have been easily missed in the crowd, but not in Jesus' sight. Jesus' intervention made all the difference. In verse 12, we read, "Jesus saw her." I find comfort in knowing that when we suffer, our Redeemer sees us. The Lord sees and cares and does something to make it right. Jesus takes the initiative, a significant act in a culture that tended to shun women, calling her and pronouncing her being cured. He shows his authority when he declares, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment," and lays his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. The sickness that held her nearly two decades has left her from the bondage. Sometimes life can push us to go through tough times with our personal health, failures, emptiness, financial crisis, family or workplace issues, or even for the last 2 years, we have been battling with COVID crisis. Jesus invites us to come to him and make a personal contact with him, like this woman in our gospel story today. We read about Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, who sends a threat to King Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 19. Sennacherib sends a letter to the king Hezekiah to surrender and mocks at the living God. Hezekiah, instead of waging war against Sennacherib, he takes the letter and goes to the temple of the Lord and spreads it out and prays. God sends Isaiah, the son of Amoz, to Hezekiah, saying, God has heard his prayers about the threat from King Sennacherib. God prophesied Sennacherib's fall through Isaiah. Likewise, that very night, the angel of the Lord came and struck down 185,000 Assyrians. When morning dawned, all were dead. God intervenes for his people, but we must come to him with our prayers and in faith. As Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The woman who once was only able to see her own feet or those of another, and never into the eyes, now can see faces. There was no gradual or slow recovery. She was straightened immediately. Look at the contrast between being unable to stand up straight in verse 11 to immediately standing up straight in verse 13. And she begins to praise God. Those that feel bent over have experiences of diminished freedom and individual power. Think about the joy of this woman who, for the first time in 18 years, was able to stand up straight. As a person of faith, she praises God who had healed her, giving her the freedom. I imagine she might have recited the first eight verses of Psalm 103, giving all praises to God. This crippled woman also teaches us the value of coming to church. Think about what she would have missed if she wasn't there that day. Her presence was an encouragement to many people. This miracle performance was not only taken by the synagogue leaders. They were not daring enough to criticize Jesus directly. Instead, they used the power of their position over the people and basically tells them to come back on some other day and not on Sabbath. The religious leader asserts that the Sabbath is not the time for God to manifest his compassion and mercy. I wonder what they would have said if they had found the Good Samaritan lying on the road to Jericho, wounded on the Sabbath. Jesus, on the other hand, claims that God's action cannot be dictated or restricted by humans. God's mercy and healing knows no limits to time or place. The synagogue leaders were very strict in following the Sabbath as set aside for God for Israel's rest, and work was prohibited on the Sabbath. Jesus takes the opportunity to remind them that despite their pious intentions about the Sabbath, he argues for legitimate allowances of restricted kinds of work on the Sabbath. He also argues based on the greater worth of this woman. The synagogue ruler could not see beyond the law to Jesus' compassion in healing this crippled woman. We can almost hear Jesus' compassionate voice in his defense for this woman, for healing her on the Sabbath day. When he argues that compassion is shown on animals on Sabbath day by providing water to them, ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on Sabbath day? Luke has not provided us with this woman's name, but Jesus gives her a name, the daughter of Abraham. Jesus provides a greater identity for this woman who had been ignored and outcasted for these many years. Jesus noticed her suffering. He cared deeply, and then he did something about it. We, as Jesus' followers, have the same responsibility to do the same. Jesus invites us to be aware of what others are going through, and if it is in our power to do so, we could help. An incident comes to my mind. In 2014, my sponsorship visa was cancelled, and I was asked to leave Australia within 28 days. Due to the ignorance of the management of the former employment, I had to leave. I was deeply disappointed with the organisation. I started to pack my bag to go home. 2 weeks passed, I had already cancelled my bank accounts and insurance and etc. I was at church that Sunday, but I didn't tell anyone what was going on. But the clergy noticed my sad face and came over and asked. I told them what the workplace had done. Immediately, he arranged a good lawyer for me and paid to appeal at the tribunal. Right here is the example. We are to keep our eyes open for ways to help others. For God's point, we learn that people who hurt us matter to God, and therefore it should matter to us as well. What we could take from this story is that, like this poor woman in the story, we are invited to Jesus just as we are, and to let him set us free and take our burdens away without any fear. As the Apostle Paul puts it in Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Jesus desires that we live life in its fullness and sets us free from all that holds us captive, not just from physical sickness, but also human attitudes that can imprison us. Instead of finding fault, as the religious rulers did, those in the crowd were actually happy about what Jesus had done. From this story, we learn that God cares for his people. God does not want us to be burdened down with life's struggles. Instead, as Paul describes, we can be rescued from the dominion of darkness and being transferred into the kingdom of God's beloved children. Amen.